भवगुणम् साधूनां समचित्तानां बुद्धे परं उपेयुषां महद्विचरणां नृणां गृहिणां दीनचेतसां निःश्रेयस्य या भगवान् कल्पते नान्यथा क्वचित् भजन्ति ये यथा देवान् देवा अपि तथैव तान् च एव कर्म सचिव साधवो दीनवत्सला
जनमे सबे पिता माता पाय कृष्णा गुरु नाई मिले बजारिये ब्रह्मांड ब्रह्मिते को न भाग्यवान जी गुरु कृष्णा प्रसाद पाए भक्ति लता भी ताटे कृष्ण बजे करे गुरु रसे वाना माया जाले छूटे पाया कृष्ण रशरण गुरु कृष्ण रूप शास्त्र प्रमाण गुरु रूपे कृष्ण कृपा करे भक्तगण कृष्ण यदि कृपा करे कोन भाग्यवान गुरु अंतर्यामी रूपे सिखाया अपन जीव साक्षर नहीं ताटे गुरु चैत रूपे शिक्षा गुरु आये कृष्ण महंत स्वरूपे
मनसा क्रोध वेगम जिह्वा वेगम उदरो वस्त वेगम एतान् वेगान्यो विषहे दधीरा सर्वामपि मान् पृथिवीं सशिशत् न देहमाजं सुलभं सुदुर्लभं लभं सुकल्पं गुरुकर्णधारं मयानुकूलेन भस्वतेरितम् पुमान् भवादेव न तरेत् स आत्मा महत्सेवां द्वारमाहुर्विमुक्तेस्तमोद्वारं योषितां सङ्गि सङ्गा महान्तस्ते समचित्त प्रशन्ता विमान्य वासुर्दशान भूये जनस्य कृष्णात् विमुखस्य दैवात् अधर्मशीलस्य सुदीपितस्य अनुग्रहायेन चरन्ति नूनं भूतानि भव्यानि जनार्दनस्य रघुगणैता तपसा न याति न चेयज्ञानेर्विपना गृहाद्वा न छन्दसा नैव जलाग्निसूर्ये विना महत्पादतनोऽभिषेकम्
सोऽहं कथं नु विसजे तव भृत्यसेवम् मज्जन्मना फलमिदं मधुकैट्यवारे मत्प्रार्थनाय मदनुग्रह एष एव त्वद्भृत्य भृत्य परिचारक भृत्य भृत्य भृत्यस्य भृत्य इति मां स्मर लोकनाथ
जय श्री
कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
बाहर निकलो बाहर निकलो
हरे कृष्ण Thank you. So now we will have the meaning of Vyas Puja presented by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. On this most auspicious occasion of the Vyas Puja, we would like to share a few things about the significance of Vyas Puja. So I'll just describe in very brief what is the connection between Srila Vyasadeva and Sri Guru. Secondly, what is the significance of Vyas Puja? And thirdly, why Vyas Puja is very significant for the disciples, or how it is significant for the disciples. Lord Krishna appears in his form as Srila Vyasadeva as an empowered incarnation, and he is representing the Jnana Shakti of the Lord. Unlimited Vedic scriptures are given by him, and the essence of that is Srimad Bhagavatam. The message of the Srimad Bhagavatam can be only understood when one receives the complete blessings of Srila Vyasadeva. There are three ways of getting the blessings of Srila Vyasadeva. One is Vyasadeva is still residing in Badrika Ashram, and Sripad Madhvacharya was fortunate enough and potent enough to go and directly seek the blessings. The second way is that in the form of Paramatma in the heart, the Lord also reveals knowledge from within. But these are extremely difficult methods to receive blessings. Therefore, the word Vyasa means one who describes elaborately. So therefore, Sri Guru is that personality who is empowered to elaborately elucidate the Vedic knowledge. And thus, he is a true representative of Srila Vyasadeva. This is the significance of the connection between Guru and Srila Vyasadeva. So what does Vyas Puja mean? Objectively, Vyas Puja means a day where we worship Srila Vyasadeva. But more internally, it means that we offer our homage to the representative of Vyasadeva, Sri Guru, so that we get his blessings. By offering homage, one receives blessings, and when one receives blessings, one is able to comprehend the message of Srila Vyasadeva. Therefore, we find that in any Vaishnava festival, there are four aspects. Any Vaishnava festival has these four aspects. First is Vrata, where the devotees, they take some vows of half-day fast or full-day fast or some kind of austerity or vows. Second is there is Puja, there is worship of that personality involved. Third aspect of a Vaishnava festival is there is Mahatmya Varnan or description of the glories of that personality. And fourth is bhojan or distribution of prasadam or sanctified food. So there are many Vaishnava festivals, and all of these four elements are part of any Vaishnava festival. And in Vyasa Puja also these four elements can be seen. But what makes Vyasa Puja so special is that the knowledge which is stored just like water in a container. Just like water is stored in a container, knowledge is stored in the literatures. As water flows through pipes and channels and conduits, this knowledge flows through the heart of the great souls, and especially Sri Guru. And then finally, we receive the water when the tap opens. Similarly, we receive the knowledge and the realization only when the great souls open their heart and bless us. And therefore, in order to receive those blessings, the disciple expresses his eagerness. And in Vaishnava system, our day begins by offering respects to the Guru. When every day we offer the 8 verses of Chakravarti Pad in the morning, then we also offer respects to Guru through the Guru Puja. So these two kinds of worship happen every day. But because this principle is so very important and absolutely compulsory, in order to emphasize this, a special day is reserved once a year, apart from the daily two kinds of worship which we do, which we offer worship to the whole parampara. And on this day, we offer our homage to the personality who is selflessly, untiringly, and with great risks and troubles, spreading the message of Vyasadeva and making it possible for us to receive this greatest gift of bhakti. And thus, this is a very great significance of Vyasa Puja, because Vidya is actually equivalent to bhakti and not intellectual discipline. And bhakti is received when the great soul releases the flow of mercy. And the flow of mercy is released as a result of submission and transcendental service. So therefore, we now conclude with what is the significance for disciples as far as Vyas Puja is concerned. The first principle is that it is a celebration of a disciple's salvation at the lotus feet of Krishna. Secondly, it is a day of rededicating oneself in the mission of the spiritual master. Thirdly, it is a day which kindles love and spiritual reminiscences when we hear the glories of Sri Guru from the lotus lips of various Vaishnavas. Fourthly, it is a day where a disciple feels a severe sense of inadequacy and humility and realizes how far I have to go to receive or achieve perfection. And fifthly, it is a day where one actually starts having a sense of self-appraisal and critical awareness about where I stand on the path of bhakti so far. Thus, this Vyas Puja celebration is very important from the disciples' perspective, as it is a day where all of these things can be considered. August 18th, 1974, Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan celebrating Janmashtami. He was very sick. He was literally fainting, but still he received the governor of Uttar Pradesh and there was a function held. Next day was his Vyasa Puja. The disciples expected a grand celebration, but Srila Prabhupada was extremely sick. And therefore, devotees started doing kirtan for his recovery of health. But then a few days later, Srila Prabhupada, on receiving these messages of homage from the devotees and various gifts from them, in reciprocation, wrote a letter. In this letter, Srila Prabhupada very significantly mentions what is expected from Vyas Puja. Srila Prabhupada says that I beg to appreciate all of the wonderful things which all of you have said about me and all the gifts which I have received from you. I thank you all very much for the same. On this Vyas Puja day, my only request to all the devotees all over the world is, number one, you keep on pushing this movement. You keep on pushing this movement. Secondly, with determination. Thirdly, with sincerity. And fourthly, rigidly following the principles which I have given. You go on pushing this movement with sincerity, determination, and rigidly following the principles I have given. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples calls this letter as the Vyasa Puja Sutra. And therefore, meditating on all of these wonderful thoughts which have been shared by different Vaishnavas about the meaning of Vyas Puja, let us enter into this ocean of nectar which is just going to flow. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gaurang Prabhu. Now, I would like to request His Grace Dayal Chandra Prabhu and His Grace Vansidhar Prabhu to kindly present His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj the Vyas Puja book. Gurudev.